Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A bill to reauthorize the federal government's electronic surveillance program is awaiting President Biden's signature. The Senate approved a two-year extension early this morning, less than an hour after the law had expired at midnight. Senator Angus King announced the result.
On this vote, the yeas are 60, the nays are 34. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer thanked his colleagues on both sides of the aisle. He said the law is needed to protect the nation.
It's an important part of our national security toolkit and helps law enforcement stop terrorist attacks, drug trafficking, and violent extremism.
The law allows federal law enforcement agencies to monitor the communications of foreigners without court approval that may include communications with Americans. The House is expected to vote today on legislation to give foreign aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. The bills are coming to the floor with the help of Democrats. A few Republicans are threatening to vote to remove Mike Johnson as House Speaker. A jury has been seated in former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York City. Now prosecutors and the defense are waiting to learn whether Trump, should he testify in the case, can be questioned about a long list of past judicial rulings against him. NPR's Andrea Bernstein reports.
Trump says he wants to testify, but in a hearing at the end of the week, the Manhattan DA's office argued that if he does, it wants to question his credibility by asking him about the recent $500 million civil fraud judgment against him, the two defamation suits E. Jean Carroll won against him, the conviction of his company on felony fraud charges, and other recent judicial rulings against the former president. Trump's team says these judgments are all being appealed or are disputed, but the DA's office argues New York law allows it to probe a defendant's credibility by inquiring about prior bad acts. The judge's ruling could affect Trump's decision to testify. Andrea Bernstein, NPR News, New York.
The Israeli military says 10 Palestinian gunmen were killed and 8 arrested yesterday during clashes in a West Bank refugee camp near Tilcom. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
The Israel Defense Forces said troops joined with border police officers in the raid on the Nur Shams refugee camp. It said in addition to the gunmen killed, several Palestinians were detained and explosive devices were found. Palestinian media reported that the local commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Muhammad Jaber, was killed in the raid. The IDF said it scanned buildings and bulldozers tore up roads searching for suspected explosive devices. Hamas released a statement mourning what it called the heroic martyrs who confronted the troops. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Today marks 25 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. 13 people were killed when two students opened fire on the school. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more.
In downtown Denver, a bell tolled after the names and biographies were read at a vigil held for those killed at Columbine High School in 1999. Survivors, family members, and others honored them on the eve of the tragedy's 25th anniversary. Kiki Leyba was in his first year teaching at Columbine when the shooting happened. He still teaches at the school today.
Walking back in there every day, every year, I think that really was helpful for me to be within that community, to be with my peers, amazing people that I work with.
Other family members of those killed at Columbine spoke at the vigil, including some who have become advocates for gun safety. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
Workers at a Volkswagen factory in Chattanooga, Tennessee, have voted to join the United Auto Workers Union. The workers had rejected the union twice before. Last year, the UAW successfully reached agreements on new contracts with the big three automakers. UAW President Sean Fain said he wasn't surprised by the win, that workers are fed up with being left behind. Tesla has delivered fewer than 4,000 of its new Cybertrucks. They're all being recalled. The company said traces of soap used as a lubricant could cause the accelerator pedal to stick. No accidents have been reported. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.